When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tonight, only one NBA game on the ESPN schedule, and it's a West Coast primetime matchup. Steph and the Warriors host Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole making his return with the Wizards. Coverage begins at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Me and this guy, Kendrick Perkins, will have you covered in studio tonight, but we have Perk in studio with us today. What's up, Perk? Have you guys?
What's happening?
Well,
you know what? This is the moment I've been waiting on right here. He lucky only getting the appetizer of me because I wanted him to get the full course meal. I wanted the whole 12 rounds, but I'm only getting one, Molly. And they kept telling me, hey, Big Perk, Unc got something for you. Unc got something for you. I said, I see Unc on videos. I see him lifting 345 pounds, but the one thing I know, he can't lift weights with his chin. I'm coming for him.
Let's do it then. Let's hit it off with a quick take. Another night, another Pistons loss. This time to the Jazz. That's 25 straight losses for Detroit. Perk, should the Pistons be this bad?
No, they shouldn't. And the motor in Motor City is not working right now. And listen, when I think about who is the motor and who could get this started, it's Monty Williams. They paid Monty Williams $78 million. This past offseason to coach this young team. He has the talent. What's the difference between a Detroit Pistons and Orlando Magic? When I look at this team, they're not committed, they're not focused, and that falls on the lap of Monty Williams. He has to get this team rejuvenated or find a way to buy in. I think he's lost the locker room, if you ask me, but it's real bad out there in Detroit right now, especially when you have the fans that were chanting last night, sell the team.
And Cade Cunningham after the game was just like, we're not 2-23 bad.
Yes, you are.
Cade, right now, you are. Them are the facts. All right, let's get on to a big topic here. And Zion Williamson sidelined last night for the Pelicans game versus the Cavs due to illness. The Athletic reviewed Zion's contract, which shows that the final 3 years of his contract, starting with the 2025-26 season, are no longer guaranteed after he played in only 29 games last season. Now, Zion has only played in 40% of the Pelicans' games since they drafted him first overall in 2019. That includes missing the entire 2021-22 season when New Orleans made the playoffs. If Williamson misses significant time this season, it could cut into his guaranteed salary for the 2024-25 season. The contract also has ways for Williamson to earn back the guarantees by playing in enough games and, as you guys have heard, hitting some specific weigh-in checkpoints. Shannon, let's start with you. What does this all mean for Zion's future?
Zion has going to have to make some tough decisions. Does he really want to play basketball? Because for the longest time, I said, what Zion really loves, you don't love something if he loved the game of basketball, he would get his weight under control. He would take training serious. There's no possible way you can say you love something and then go out and do the things that's totally opposite of what you're saying. I mean, for him, he had to miss fewer than 23 games in order to avoid the last 3 years of his contract being voided. I mean, non-guaranteed. He missed 53 games, and now they got these. Just think about this, Perk. The mere fact that I've never had a weight clause, I've never had any kind of clause in my contract. And for him to put this, and I told him when he was at Duke, normally big kids grow up to be big adults. Oh, Shadow, you don't know he gonna get in shape. I said, do you understand? College kids don't have money. If you find a kid that's overweight in college with no money, what the hell you think gonna happen if you give him 100 or 200 million? He ain't eating Pop-Tarts. He ain't eating Cheetos. He eating 10-course meals. It's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing because this man have all the assets to get a personal chef, to have the best trainers, but you can get all that. The personal chef, the personal trainer, what about personal accountability, Perk? That's what this is. This ain't about no chef. This ain't about no trainer. This ain't about the New Orleans Pelicans. This is about Zion Williamson lacking personal accountability. Until he sees it within himself to see what he's doing to his NBA future, nothing's going to change and nothing matters.
I'm going to take it a step further, huh? I'm a piggyback off of you, but I'm going to take it a step further. Zion Williamson don't love the game of basketball. He don't love it. He love what the game of basketball has to offer, right, outside of the lines. And when I think about Zion Williamson, you think about this for a second. And I understand, living in New Orleans, I played down there. You got those old ladies, you know, trying to get you to come into their restaurants. You want some of that catfish, baby. You want some of that crawfish etouffee. You know, I know this. But at the end of the day, listen, as expected, and look, I said this about 2 years ago before he signed this contract. I said, if I'm the New Orleans Pelicans, I would consider trading Zion Williamson. Because when a person show you who they are, damn it, you got to believe them. And this has been year after year after year after year that we are having this same conversation about Zion Williamson and his weight. Damn it, I was one of those people, one of those players that had to make sure that I met a certain weight to make sure that I stayed under 285. Now, I'm not nowhere close to that right now, but damn it, I started taking my Ozempic shot last week. So, you know, it's great things to come. But at the end of the day, here's the thing, man. The Pelicans actually did Zion a favor because, in my opinion, he didn't deserve this contract. He didn't deserve this. So what they're doing now is they're protecting themselves. And Zion has to be careful. This is the last thing I'm going to say. Zion has to be careful because a lot of these players come in like they're the NBA. And as we have saw since the NBA has been in existence, the NBA will forget about you. There's no one individual that's bigger than the brand of the NBA. And if Zion is not careful, his career will be really, really, really short.
And you know the thing is, Perk, people are asking for things like money. Money doesn't change you. It makes you more of what you already are. So if you have an issue, whatever that issue is, imagine I'm giving you unlimited resources. Imagine I'm giving you that. Now I give you the ability to whatever your vice is, whatever your issue is. You have money and money on top of money to go get more and more of it. And see, that's what the problem is. He doesn't have control. He can't control it. And so until Zion, he created this demon. People, you can eat whatever you want to, but moderation. Clearly, he doesn't understand the term moderation. He eats in excess. He doesn't, but I tell you what he doesn't do in excess, train. He doesn't work out in excess. The only thing that he does do in excess is eat. And it's a shame. It's a shame that he's going to throw away his career because he can't control. He doesn't work out. He doesn't have the passion to work out. But eating. Come on, Zion, bro.
Go ahead, Cassidy.
No, I want you to go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to just make this point. It's like it's not about fat shaming or anything like that. This is about your body. Is your business, Zion.
Yes.
And you've had lower body injuries that
Correct.
Have kept you out from playing. And so it
yes.
all adds up. And your contract has weight clauses. So it's not just us pundits or whatever talking about your weight. These are the facts for your career. And so, the biggest issue with Zion right now is that we saw him come into the season, you know, in shape. So we see that he can get himself in shape. It's about the discipline, right?
Perk, let me say this, Perk. If I don't care about you, and I don't know Zion, he's young enough to be my son, but if I don't love you and if I don't care about you, if I don't tell you that you're doing something wrong, how much do I really love and care about you? See, it's all the people that's not telling Zion the truth about himself that he thinks loves him. Because if I love you, there's no way I'm going to let you go down this path. If I love you, there's no way I'm not going to tell you the truth. Because you always surround your people that's willing to tell you what you need to know and not what you want to hear. And unfortunately for Zion Williamson, there are far too many people around him telling him what he wants to hear and not what he needs to know. And therein lies the problem.
We know this. Zion Williamson was one of the most hyped up prospects since LeBron James. And when he got drafted, I said personally on TV that he needed to contact LeBron James and go up under LeBron James' wing. I was drafted with Bron. I went through the weight problems throughout my career, okay? I have regrets of things I could have done better. But when I think about LeBron James and I think about myself, we both came in at the same time in 2003. LeBron James still playing. I just started my second career. I wish I would have done things better. I wish I would have hired a nutrition. Shannon Cassidy, I probably would have made another $30 million, played an extra 4 more years. But what I will say is this, to all these young fellas out there, what are y'all doing right now is doing a disservice to the generation that's coming up behind you. Because guys like Cole, guys like Bron, guys like KG, Magic, Jordan, they paved the way for guys today to be getting paid top dollars and get guaranteed contract. And now we're seeing which way the league is going for us money-wise and contract-wise in the NBA. And it's not in the players' favor.
And it's Zion,
I want to leave you with this. A wise man learns from others' mistakes. A fool will learn from his own. Now, you got people that had issues with weight. You had people that's telling you about their training. You had Shaq. You have Charles Barkley. You have Kendrick Perkins. Now, they're telling you, a wise man, you can be a wise man and learn from the mistakes they've made. Or you can be a fool and learn on your own mistakes. The choice is yours.
Yeah, and at 23 years old, you still have time. But, you know, time's ticking. Thank you, Park. And that was, you see, you guys are natural together. I'm glad that I was here for this.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Things have not been all sunshine and rainbows for the Pittsburgh Steelers lately after losing 3 straight games. And now players' effort and internal turmoil concerns have begun to dominate the headlines around the black and gold. Ryan, how much is Mike Tomlin to blame for the Steelers' struggle?
I think it all starts with him. And listen, Mike T's like my dog.
I know.
That's my friend. But we also have to be honest about what's going on within this building. Coach Tomlin had to step out of his study, step out of his meeting rooms, because he had to address the media an extra day about the way that George Pickens addressed the media. And the reason that George Pickens was asked questions about his effort was because he didn't show anything. He didn't show any effort. And Shannon knows this as well. George Pickens is talking about not being tank-dailed or not being hurt. Well, if he was giving effort, if he was trying to block this man into the end zone, he wouldn't have been around to play anyway. And if he was giving effort, he wouldn't have known that Jaylen Warren would have been running in his direction. Because what happens is, the reason that players get blown up or players get rolled up as he's speaking is because they're giving effort. And the other thing about the Deontay Johnsons and the George Pickens of the world is there's always a freaking excuse. Where's the accountability? Where is the opportunity to say, you know what, man, that's on me. I messed that up. I got to be better. Where is the fact that I don't want Shannon Sharp to look at me and say Ryan Clark is a liability? I don't want Shannon Sharp, who is doing everything he possibly can to be the best that he can, to look at me and say Ryan Clark isn't doing that. And that's how you win a championship. That's how you won multiple championships, Unc. That's how I went to two Super Bowls and won a championship, is because I didn't want to let Troy Polamalu down. That was the conversation I didn't want to have. I didn't want to let Dick LeBeau down. I didn't want him to look at me with disappointment. I didn't want Coach Tomlin, who was the first coach to ever allow me to be me, the first coach to sit there and say, hey, man, everything that you are as a person is accepted in this building because we already know what type of player that you are. Be all of that. And when you be all of that every day, and as long as you give effort on this field, I'm going to allow you that to do that. Because that's what Coach Tomlin did for Antonio Brown, ruined the wide receiver room, ruined the entire offense. That's what he did for Chase Claypool, right? Wasted his talent, had to get him up out of there. That's what he did for Deontay Johnson. We saw what he did against the Cincinnati Bengals. We know the different issues that he's had. And that's what he did for George Pickens. Mike Tomlin has been willing, which most coaches aren't willing to do, to say, I'm going to help raise these young men. I'm going to allow them to be the people who people said we shouldn't take because of this, who people pushed out of the first round into the second round. We're going to take them because I can help them be everything that they're supposed to be. And they are in no way repaying that. They are in no way saying, because you did that, coach, I'm going to give effort for this team. Nah, because my quarterback might not be great, why I'm blocking? I ain't getting the ball. Oh, because I got the ball knocked out of my hands in the end zone by DJ Turner. Nah, I'm not going to block. I'm not going to try to pick up this fumble. It's either that Coach Tomlin's message hasn't been adjusted enough for these dudes, because he ain't coaching James Ferrier no more. He ain't coaching Casey Hampton. He ain't coaching Hines Ward. He ain't coaching Heath Miller. He coaching dudes that don't respect it like that. It was nothing, nothing to see Franco Harris walking around that building and understand what it meant to be a Steeler. To see Mel Blunt walking around that building and understand what it meant to be a Steeler. To see me, Joe Green, still wearing black and gold, walking around that building and understand what it meant to be a Steeler. Now when they walk past that trophy case with them six Lombardis, they don't feel no connection to that. We felt the connection to that. Coach Tomlin made sure we felt the connection to that. These dudes don't care. So I said it this morning, and I'll say it again. It's time for him to go. And not time for him to go because he can't coach. Time for him to go because he don't need to be coaching there. And the same way Andy Reid had to leave from Philadelphia and continue his Hall of Fame coaching career and have two separate ones, that's what Coach Tomlin needs to do. And when he walks out of that building, all you teams who ain't got a future Hall of Fame head coach should be lining up to get him in your building, because he is a leader of men like none other in the league.
You're absolutely right. The problem that Coach Tomlin has had, he does tolerate in production. As long as you're producing, I'll tolerate any type of behavior you do display. And see, now George Pickens' production doesn't meet the tolerant level that he wants. Because if you believe, this is the first time George Pickens, if you believe this is the first time Deontay Johnson has had this kind of effort, even when they were winning, you're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. Because, you see, I'm a firm believer, and Mike Shanahan told me this 20-plus years ago, almost 30, you never accept anything in a win you wouldn't in a loss. See, when they were giving this half-hearted-ass effort, when they were winning, you glossed over it, Mike Tomlin. Now they're losing. It's a problem. Why wasn't it a problem when they were winning? Why didn't you correct it? If you notice, you never see this in New England. Why is that? Why is that?
They don't tolerate nothing from nobody.
Exactly. That's my point. It's because, and when they ask him, you said this yesterday. The reporter asked Mike Tomlin, you said that he said George Pickens was too talented. Okay. You created this. You created Deontay Johnson, Mike Tomlin. You created George Pickens, Mike Tomlin. Look at these receivers. Antonio Brown, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, Santonio Holmes, Martavius Bryant. You see a reoccurring theme? And it's in that locker room. They had to trade Brown. They had to trade Claypool. They cut Bryant. They had to trade Santonio Holmes. What are they going to do with these young guys? Because they believe, because they've seen behavior, that you know what? I get a little success. I can go half-hearted also. This is Mike Tomlin because he's allowed this to happen. Mike Shanahan, look at the way they block in San Francisco for Christian McCaffrey down the field. Brandon Ayuk running 25, yeah. 30, 40 yards down the field. Debo running down the field. Jennings running down the field. George Kittle. Look at Miami. Teams that have great running games that's running down the field, knocking players off of the guys so he can get extra yards. This is why the Pittsburgh Steelers are in the situation that they're in. The standard is the standard. The standard now is this right here, RC. The standard that you're accustomed to and that it's the 70 Steelers fostered, that is no longer exists. So Mike Tomlin has all these great catchphrases and all these great sayings, and they don't mean jack because those players turned him off a long time ago, and unfortunately for him, he doesn't realize it.
The problem also is this. You know, you mentioned George Pickens being created. You remember last year in the preseason and early on in the year, we would have viral clips of George Pickens rolling DBs, right? Just coming off of the ball and firing on people. Why was that? It was because he understood there was a narrative about him. It was the reason that a top 10 sort of wide receiver talent would go in the second round. There were things about him that he had to disprove. So he got in the league. Mike T sat with him. Look, I'm going to let you be who you are. I'm going to support you. Go give me effort. And he did that. But it seems like there's an illness, right, that is so prevalent in that wide receiver room that they all catch it. It's contagious to them all. And I'm going to say this. On our Steeler teams, there wasn't an offensive leader. Once Hines was gone, it was on us. It was the Brett Keisels. It was the Casey Hamptons. It was the James Ferriers, the Ike Taylors, the Troy Polamalus. That was where the leaders came from. That was when you were going to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. That's when you were 12-4 in 3 out of 4 years. When that changed, when it became the Killer Bees, right? When it became we're going to win because we're going to play offense, the leaders are on that side of the ball, that all changed. And that led to the Antonio Browns. That led to the Martavius Bryants, the Chase Claypools, so on and so forth. The voices changed, and there was no one to echo what Mike T was trying to get to the locker room.
You know what has happened? Deontay Johnson and George Pickens only see their value in catching passes and touchdowns.
That's it.
That's how they see their value. So they see no added value if I block for the running back and he get extra yards and gets a first down or he scores. RC, I only weigh 228 pounds. I wasn't the most outstanding blocker. By standards, I was an average blocker. But I gave you effort.
Yep.
I gave you effort because I wanted TD to stick his nose in there if they want a blitzing linebacker or a defensive lineman got free. I wanted him to block. I wanted Ed McCaffrey to block for me. So when I saw him break one, here I'm taking off and I'm trying to put somebody on their ass. The same thing with Rod Smith because I know what they're going through because I'm asking them to lay it on the line for me. And I better be willing to lay it on the line for them. And the one thing, the reason I've always been able to stand up in front of a locker room and look men that were younger than me or older than me in the eye, and I resonated with them because you know why, RC? Because I never asked a man more than I was willing to give.
Yep.
They knew when I stood up there in front of them, everything that I was telling them, I had put myself through it. So you cannot ask a man more than what you're willing to give. And so George Pickens and Deontay Johnson, how do you expect guys to give more than what you're willing to give and you put it on tape? See, that's what you got out there. That's what's on your resume. Now, the question is, what are you going to do over the next 3 games? What are you going to do for the rest of your career to push that bad that's on your resume down?
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, we don't see it anymore.
But that's the thing, Unc. Like, it starts with you. Right. And I said this. I played for 3 different teams. Right. 3 different organizations. And I said at some point they all didn't want me. Right. The Giants cut me after year 2. The Washington went, got Adam Archuleta, made him the highest paid in the league. And eventually I left Pittsburgh, too. Right. But the thing was, that name on the back of my jersey ain't never going to change.
Thank you.
I'm always going to be connected to that. When does it come down to that? When does it come down to that? So my film is my film. What I lived for, right, wasn't the accolades, it wasn't the statistics, it was walking off to my sideline and the boys being like, hey, man, you did that. right? Yeah. It was Coach Tomlin getting up on Wednesdays and saying, hey, let me show you what RC gave for this team. And to be honest, especially as I got older, it was to walk across the field and the dudes that were dapping me off ain't want to play against me no more, right?
Right.
Or respected the way I went about my job. That's what it's about. And when you worried about catching the football, and don't get me wrong, all y'all want it. That's yes. the reason you play the position. That's the reason you're good, because you want it. But when Mitchell Trubisky gives you a one-on-one with Nick Cross in the middle of the field and you George Pickens, and you are ultimately talented, you do have this catch radius, and you let him pick it off, that's on you.
Right.
You said, give me a chance. Mitchell Trubisky gives you a chance. It gets picked. That ain't Mitch's fault.
Right.
That ain't
right.
the offense not trying to get it to you. You can't punish them by not giving effort or by not blocking, because you're punishing yourself. Because
exactly.
other people going to watch that film and say, I don't want this dude either.
I can go, there's not one player that's on the Broncos or the Ravens. But when I go back, everybody in the front office, everybody that was there when Shannon Sharpe was there, still hold Shannon Sharpe in high regard, because yep. they know Shannon Sharpe gave it everything he had, every game, every practice, every meeting. I understand the name on the front, the Broncos, but that Sharpe, that's going to stand the test of time.
Yep.
So they're going to put a lot. They're going to put a lot of other people in that 84, but they're going to be with one Sharpe on the back.
Yep.
I can't envision Tomlin in any other colors in black and gold.
But, yeah, it'll be hard.
If that opens up, man, the line of teams. I know Greeny is already signing up.
He already signed up. He asked me to airdrop his number.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
All right, it's no secret that our colleague Randy Moss had game on the field that, as he would say, was straight cash, homie. Moss led the league in receiving touchdowns 5 times, is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Here's what Moss had to say on Kevin Hart's show. Hands down, I consider myself the greatest wide receiver to ever play the game. That wasn't a shot at Jerry. I still got respect and love for Jerry, but just thought the way that I changed the game of football. Shannon, do you agree with Moss that he is the greatest wide receiver of all time?
No, and I don't think it's close. And I understand I was in the league when Randy got in the league, and I played a number of years with Randy. T.O. also is in the conversation, and I was in the league with Jerry. But Jerry's the GOAT, and it's not even close. Because here's the one thing. And I was having this conversation last night, guys, on Nightcap with Ocho. And Ocho say, forget the numbers. How do we forget the numbers? How do we forget 13-time Pro Bowl, a 10-time All-Pro, 3 Super Bowl wins, a Super Bowl MVP, 2-time Offensive Player of the Year? At 40 years old, the man had 1,200 yards. How do I? And the one thing that I can't get past is that Randy Moss once said on live television, I play hard when I want to. We've watched him continuously, numerous times, walk off the ball and not block. You talk about, everybody says, well, Randy Moss got a catch named after him, Moss. Where do you think Yak came from? Where do you think Rat came from? Yards after catch, run after catch. Who you think they put that term in for, guys?
Jerry Rice.
Man, y'all better stop playing with this man, and I understand. And you think about it. Jerry played in the era where they knocked your block off.
Hell yeah. I'm going to say this. I think this starts getting into the conversation of measurables and talent versus production. Right?
Correct.
Because when people talk about Randy having a catch named after him, that's because Randy was 6'4". Right? If you watch Randy highlights in high school, he could jump out the gym. He was 4'3". But the things that Jerry Rice was able to do, which we also have to remember, he didn't play in today's football, Chase Sharp. Jerry Rice played where you ran the ball. Roger Craig and Tom Rathman and all them boys, they got the rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, you played 21 personnel where you had two backs, a tight end on the field, and two wide receivers. This was an entirely different game. There weren't these bloated numbers of passing. And look at the longevity. What's the reason that now when you talk about LeBron, it's different. Now, you've always been a LeBron guy. I'm not saying that it's not when he was at his height or at his peak, but it's that his peak has been longer than anyone's peak in the history of basketball.
Yes.
So was Jerry Rice's.
Thank you.
Jerry Rice was able to be good in different uniforms. Jerry Rice was able to be good in different decades. And Jerry Rice, even though they said he ran 4.6 coming out of HBCU, ran past you. He routed you up. When he caught the rock, he was hard to get on the ground and tackle. And so I get Randy from this standpoint. Randy was the scariest thing I ever stood across from.
So you don't think it's close either?
No, I don't think it's close. I don't think it's close in that conversation. This is sort of like having the conversation of Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Even though Jerry Rice is more talented at what he did than what we expected or saw Tom Brady as, is that Randy had this immense talent, but Randy ain't do with it what Jerry did with his.
Good. No. I mean, you think about, he has 7,000 more yards. He has 50 more touchdowns. He has 600 more catches. He has seven more Pro Bowls, six more All-Pro teams. Come on, people. You look at, disregard the numbers. How? It is a numbers game.
I mean, even the number he does have, Randy Moss, single season record, but Moss needed 16 games to break the record. Rice only needed 12.
Yeah, but like, it's just Jerry Rice was, but Jerry Rice did it in a way that, like, even though Randy's saying he revolutionized it, actually Jerry did first, right? Randy revolutionized it from like the physical standpoint, like the physicality in which he played. And I'm not talking about like violence. It was just like, it was so graceful because he was long and he was thin and he could run. But Jerry actually imposed his will on a defender, right? Like Jerry broke people. You went into the game and you knew, man, you know what? Randy might bomb on me today. Like, I got to stay deep. I'm going to back up a little bit. Jerry did it to you in so many ways.
And he's all-decade player in the 80s and the 90s. In 2 days. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
There are not a whole lot of guys that's been an all-decade player in 2 decades. And Jerry's been an all-decade player in 2 decades. You just can't deny his numbers. And I'm not saying Randy is not transcendent and historically great. But Jerry's on another level. I can make a case that Jerry is the greatest football player.
That's what I was about
position.
To say. If it wasn't for Tom Brady, we would say there would be many conversations where Jerry Rice was the greatest football player of all time.
That's a debate for another day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C. D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, looking at the key matchups in the NFL this weekend, the Cowboys look for a signature road win when they face the Dolphins on Christmas Eve. And on Christmas night, the Ravens meet the 49ers in a showdown, the top seeds in each conference. All right, so time to get some picks. Let's start with the big matchup on Sunday, Cowboys versus the Dolphins. Who you going with, Shannon?
Man, I think I trust Dak a little bit more than I trust Tua, so I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I'm expecting him to have a bounce-back game, play better than what he played in Buffalo, and they win a close ball game in Miami.
Last night I went Cowboys. I changed my mind to the Dolphins today, just thinking about the way that the Cowboys play defense and the way that the Miami Dolphins will be able to attack them. And I do think this week we start to see Jalen Ramsey move into the slot. We watched Jalen trail Garrett last week. I think he does the same with CD.
Well, I just think first of all, the Cowboys are going to need to run the ball some. Yep. At least give me a little bit more than what they've been giving me in the losses against the 49ers, the loss against the Eagles, and the loss last week against Buffalo. Any resemblance of a running game, I think Dak can have a big day.
I mean, it's a gift this weekend.
It is
so,
a gift.
So much happening.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Thanks for having me on the show. Enjoy the weekend.